Chapter 6. The ghost now gave up all hope of frightening this rude American family, and he didn't want to give them the chance to attack him again. He had to creep along the corridor in his slippers for his weekly haunting, so they didn't hear him. He also wore a thick red scarf, so he didn't catch cold again. On 19th of September, the final attack on the ghost came. He was walking down the main staircase to the entrance hall, as he was sure nobody would bother him there. He was wearing a long sheet that was dirty from the grave, and he had tied a piece of yellow cotton around his mouth. He also carried a lamp, so he looked as though he had left the cemetery by night. In fact, he was dressed as Jonas, the grave robber of Chertsey Barn. It was 2:15 in the morning, and the house was silent. The ghost was not worried, as there was nobody awake, so he strolled to the library to see if he could find his old bloodstain. Suddenly, two figures jumped on him from a dark corner. They waved their arms above their heads and shouted, "Boo!" in his ear. The ghost was shocked. He panicked and rushed to the staircase, but Washington Otis was waiting for him there. He was holding the big garden hose. The ghost was trapped, and his only escape was through the fireplace. Luckily, the fire was not lit, but the chimney was very dirty, and the poor ghost had to find his way back to his room through smoky pipes and chimneys. When he reached his room, he was dirty, his clothes were torn, and he felt desperate. After this, the ghost was not seen on any midnight strolls. The twins waited for him on several occasions, and they put string across the corridors every night. This annoyed the family and the servants, but it became clear that the ghost was so hurt and insulted that he would not appear again. Life continued very happily for the Otis family. Mr. Otis was writing a book about the history of the Democratic Party, and he continued with that. His wife organized a cake-baking competition for all the ladies in the village, and, of course, won first prize. The boys played baseball, football, and other games, and Virginia rode around the country on her pony with the young Duke of Cheshire, who was spending his school holiday at Canterville Chase. Everybody believed that the ghost had fled, and in fact, Mr. Otis wrote a letter to Lord Canterville to tell him the good news. Lord Canterville replied that he was very pleased. The Otis family did not realize, of course, that the ghost was still in the house. Although he was quite ill, he was not completely beaten, especially when he heard that the young Duke of Cheshire was a guest at Canterville Chase. The Duke's uncle had once bet the ghost's best friend, Lord Carberry, that he would play cards with the Canterville ghost. The next morning, the Duke's uncle was found on the library floor, unable to say a word. He lived for many years after his card game with the ghost, but he never spoke again. Now the ghost was keen to demonstrate that he still had his powers, and that he was able to frighten members of the young Duke of Cheshire's family. The ghost prepared to appear to the young Duke of Cheshire in the costume of the Vampire Monk. The last time he had used this costume was on New Year's Eve 1764, when Lady Startup screamed in horror, fainted, and died 3 days later. Before she died, she had changed her will so that none of the Canterville family received anything, and her London doctor became very rich. The ghost was ready to scare the young Duke, but, at the last moment, he remembered the twins. The thought of them made him so nervous that he changed his mind. So the young Duke of Cheshire slept peacefully in his comfortable feather bed in the green bedroom, dreaming of Virginia. A few days after this, Virginia and the young Duke went out riding on Brockley Meadows. They raced through some trees, and Virginia's dress was badly torn. So when they returned home, she decided to go to her room by the back staircase, so nobody would see her. She ran past the back door of the library and noticed that it was open, and she saw somebody inside. She thought it might be her mother's maid who could repair her dress, so she pushed the door open. She was extremely surprised to find the Canterville ghost sitting by the window watching the autumn leaves fly by. His chin was rested on his hands, and he looked very depressed. Little Virginia's first thought was to run away, but the ghost looked so sad that she felt sorry for him, and she decided to try and make him feel better. She crept quietly towards him, and he was so lost in thought that he did not hear her approach.